flip a gun and gun, but these niggas take the knife off the AK and cut these niggas. Bitches. I swear I care about everything but these bitches. Ooh. I don't care, I said what these Next bitches service. I'm a young mule, I've been in me above these bitches. If it ain't broke, don't break it. And if he ain't shook, I'm gonna shake him. Hope I don't look weak, cause when a wolf cry wolf, you still see that wolf teeth, motherfucker. Futuristic handgun, if you act foul, you get two shots and one. I'm at your face like man cum. You niggas softer than Roseanne, son. Hey, you cannot reach me on my Samsung. I'm busy fucking the world and giving the universe my damn tongue. Crazy motherfucker, I am one. But the crazy thing is, I began one. All white bricks, I'm straight like it's jumping back to 36, nigga. Big house, long hallways, got 10 bathrooms. I could shit all day, nigga. And we don't want no problems. Okay, you're a goon, what's a goon to a goblin? Yeah, it can't only be. I fuck around and leave a nigga brains on the street. Ooh, I pop that pussy, I bring it to my bedroom and pop that pussy. And we be standing by bed, won't keep me savvy. Big ballin' is my hobby.
What the fuck is up? It's Gucci Man the G. What the fuck is up? It's Gucci. What the fuck is up? It's Gucci Man the G. It's Titty Boy, no Pity Boy, bitch, cross city to city boy. What the fuck is up? It's Gucci Man the G. It's Titty Boy, no Pity Boy, bitch, cross city to city boy. So I see, so no Nike boy, just Gucci, Louis Prada, excuse me, Gucci man keep shitting on me. Why that boy keep buying? East Atlanta, cocking helmets, bandanas on car antennas. No, we do not talk to strangers, just cut off these niggas' fingers. Gucci's something dangerous, cocaine, codeine, and angels, though. This AK-47, I hit your airwolf from the ankle up. This ain't size me alone, clip long as a Pringles can. 4-5 Desert Eagle on me, you think I'm an Eagles fan. Tony Brash, the sniper rifle, make it never breathe again. Fuck that nigga, kill that nigga, bring him back in.
Yeah, the money is the motive. Fuck with the money, it get ugly as coyote. Okay, I'm reloaded, better pull it if you told it. I buy a pound, break it down, and put it in a stogie. Swagger so bright, I don't even need light. I'm with a model, bro, and she don't even need rice. But would you believe it, she dykes. And she asked me for a picture, so I gave her 3 strikes, yeah. I'm the man around this motherfucker. I'm so hot, you probably catch a tan around this motherfucker. This rap game, I got my hand around this motherfucker. Yeah, I said dang, but I ain't playing around this motherfucker. Yeah, I'm the best to ever do it, bitch. And you the best at never doing shit. If you the shit, then I'm sewer rich. Try me and I have your people reading eulogies. I swear you can't fuck with me, but I can fuck your girl and make her nut for me. Then slap for me, then kill for me, then steal for me. And of course it'll be your cash. And I'll murder that bitch into the body, 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 body.
Shade 45 is lip service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Leah Rose.
I'm Rosa Costa.
Shout out to Milan the Belgian.
What are you eating, Shaq?
That was ice from my drink.
I thought you were eating out Cinnamon Love.
I'm playing. You know, I was in between my legs 5 minutes ago.
You were in between Cinnamon Love's legs?
You caught me.
That was a long break.
You caught me. For the whole break. Through all the records.
Yes, stamina.
Through my own record.
A lot of guys aren't that good at eating pussy, though, right? Can
I'm
you
terrible.
Agree with that, Cinnamon?
Absolutely.
I suck. Literally.
He sucks.
You sound like you don't care that you suck.
Oh.
I'm not even going to lie to you. I've tried to improve. I've watched some films.
I can give you some lessons.
But everybody says
you have to put your heart into it.
Everybody
says, you have to care.
Well, see, that's what it is. I don't have that passion.
You have to be like Cinnamon Love. Roll your eyes in the back of your head.
You know what it is? I think when you're gifted in other areas, you think, yo, I don't got to do it. I don't
got to do it. Your fingers are good?
Angela, I'm not going to entertain that.
Okay, well, what if I ask you the question?
What I'm saying is, this is just my hypothesis, that if you're nice in other areas, you probably think that eating is not that important. Because I know a lot of dudes that take pride. They tell me they take pride in eating because
they
go hard.
Yeah, Joe Budden does. You tell me.
I'm not going to listen,
man. It's like his number one talent.
You want me to come at Joe while he's standing right here? I'm not going to do that.
That guy can spit, I heard.
I'm not going to do that. All I'm going to say is I'm not nice. If I was nice, you know.
I mean, we can work on those skills.
Yeah, those things can be learned. They sure can.
You're right.
I think that you might be doing it wrong on purpose, so nobody wants you to do it. No, you know, don't even worry about it.
You might be right.
Last time it hurt.
I've gotten the hand pad on the shoulder. I've gotten the hand on the shoulder before. Like, yo, you good?
Like, just please stop.
Tap out. Please. I mean, not everybody can be born blessed,
but you can
definitely be taught certain things.
True that.
So, you know.
You have to be open to learning, though, and you're just not open.
I'm a good student. Other things.
You just need the right teacher.
Wait, until we get started. Can we put Joe Button on that mic right there? Because I just need to hear him talk about this first.
We got to get Joe on the mic talking about.
You know Joe Button. Right, go over there for 1 second, Joe, until we the next break, because you're late.
Bad just an hour and 12 minutes.
Bad accident on the road.
Really?
Happy New Year.
It wasn't your accident, right?
2nd and 6th, right?
Yeah.
I had to get out and walk.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
No, yeah. I'm serious.
Cinnamon Love is a trooper. She got out and walked.
Yeah, I had to drive around a million blocks.
Yeah, I got out and walked. I was trying to be here.
Yeah, man. So Joe Button's here. You heard us talking just now, right? About
no. I just walked in and got on Twitter. You're starting your bullshit.
I'm not starting no bullshit. We were just talking about how good you are eating pussy.
Says who?
Don't go there, Joe, because...
I'm just saying, don't believe anything you hear.
You told us you were good at it.
Every nigga says that.
No, you did. You said that sometimes.
Every nigga bigs themselves up.
Joe, you said sometimes...
I'm trying to get some ass.
Yeah, you said sometimes when you can't get hard, you eat pussy.
That was one time with Gloria. That was one time.
That one time keeps coming up.
Stall time.
Pause. I know, stall time. Now, have you ever met Rosa Acosta?
We've met before.
You met before?
Yeah. He was trying to hook me up with one of his friends.
Were you really?
I was introducing her to a friend of mine.
Who were you trying to hook her up with?
A friend of mine. not necessarily a hookup.
But I guess it didn't work out.
An introduction.
No. I was introducing her to somebody. It wasn't a hookup.
Okay.
She's celibate.
He's such a good friend.
She's celibate?
She's selling a bit.
I mean, if I had a friend that wanted to meet Rosa Acosta, I would introduce her too.
Right.
Mm.
And I would hope that, you know, I mean.
Was she nice? Joe?
Was who nice?
Was Rosa nice to your friend?
Very, very much so.
Okay, good. Just checking.
Very much so. No, she wasn't an asshole.
Nice. No, she is a nice girl. So make sure it's not a front when she comes up here and then she leaves and she's mean.
Actually, the other day, somebody just said, so Rosa, where are you from in Dominican Republic? And I'm like, how do you know that I'm Rosa? But I'm just like, I just start talking and then I just, whatever, I start paying attention to my friends and then that guy... It's somebody like not famous, but like, yeah, kind of famous, but
on his way up.
Yeah, but I'm not supposed to know who he is because of what he does, you know? And he told one of my friends that he kind of got like mad at me because
you turned around and started talking to your friends. I don't know you, Bo.
I don't know, you know?
Yeah, I don't know you.
I just came the other day from the Dominican Republic with my chicken, with the chicken in my underarm. There's a lot of people that I don't
know. Now, do you know Cinnamon Love?
No.
I feel like you guys should know
each
other.
Haven't had the pleasure.
How's it going?
How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Now, you missed her talk because we were talking earlier about how she got nominated for an award.
Yes.
She had two dicks in her ass and in her vagina. Can you believe that? Do you think it's weird for a guy to do that?
Wait, what?
do you think it's weird? Like he's going to think that's normal.
I mean, it is.
Simultaneous. Double dicks.
And in her vajayjay.
She had three
Not
dicks.
Not at the same time. I had two. At one point, I had two in my pussy. And at one point, I had two in my ass.
Is it weird for two guys that their dicks smushed together?
Absolutely. I mean, when I was casting the movie, I found one guy that I knew could do it.
And then I asked him who.
No, it wasn't Justin. Oh. I don't think Justin would ever do that. I've never even seen Justin do it.
Was it little dicks?
They were average. They weren't little.
I don't know what average is. I only know what mine is.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, well, why don't you show me yours and then I can judge if it's average or not.
He's asleep. He's really below
he's
average.
Tired.
He's
tired.
Yeah, I mean, we can you know, exit stage left and then,
he
you
grows
know,
a lot.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know what I'm saying?
She's dedicated, man. I mean,
have you ever seen Cinnamon Love give a blowjob?
No.
It's incredible.
We can find that online, I'm sure.
It's like Poltergeist.
Yeah, I found it online.
It's incredible.
It is incredible.
And you know what an incredible blowjob
because
is.
Because I see it online. The guys look like they really enjoy it. That can't be acting.
I hate the fact that you do the show every Monday and you talk about everybody else's fucking sexual shit and you just get to sit there on this angel Asian bullshit. I know you into some
Asian have to do with
I know because I know you into some wild
that.
Shit.
I
That's
know
why.
Some Asian girls that are really, really fucking nasty.
I know she fucking nasty. She takes some fucking
I think Dominicans are the nastiest.
Oh please.
Yes,
oh,
they are.
Oh please.
Let me tell you that my best friend gave me a call the other day and he usually dates Asian girls. He's Dominican. So I'm like, so what about your life? Or what about your sex life, your love life? And he's like, well, you know, I'm dating this like Asian girl now. I'm like, oh my God. And I'm like, so he was like, yeah, but I was dating this Peruvian girl before. I'm like, really? He's like, yeah, but she was crazy. I'm like, well, you cannot expect to date a Latina girl and for her not to be a little bit crazy.
Yeah, y'all are
crazy.
And
he's like, oh, sure. Yeah, that's why I stick with the Asians. I'm like, nigga, please, like that girl, like, you know, Asians are like, they'll be like wanting to have like their hair pulled and like smack them and like hit me and all that. I'm like, please.
But I don't know. I mean, I have a weakness for Dominican women, and they tend to like to be smacked around, and you know,
is that like true, Rosa? You like to be smacked around
and have their hair pulled?
I don't remember.
I want to get everything now.
She wants smack, to get laid no really smack. Bad. Well, I would be very happy to oblige and break in your celibacy if you know.
Oh shit, we got proposals on the air.
This is way y'all are serious about this.
And I promise I'll call you tomorrow. Like,
what would you do to Rosa, Cinnamon?
She'll hit you too. She'll slap you.
I mean, you know, this. First of all, I'd have to get her out of that top because. I mean,
yeah, I don't like to make love with clothes on.
No, me either. But does I mean, anybody? Unless it's a quickie. If it's a quickie, that's cool. You know, in the alley, you know, behind the
club. Do you like
club,
girls you know? More than guys?
I like them equally yet differently. 50-50? You know,
equally
I can't
yet differently.
Equally yet differently. Don't make me that. Choose. You know what I'm saying? I love. That's just like. I mean, I love men. I love them all. I love them equally, but I love them differently. Like I, you know.
There's nothing like a big hard cock, but sometimes you must.
Sometimes you want some really wet pussy,
right?
In your life.
What, Joe?
Yeah, and
I'm just chilling. My name is Bennett.
I went to a Joe Budden show the other day, by the way.
Yes, you did.
See, you didn't think I was coming.
But not by gunpoint either.
Yeah, I had a good time. There's a lot of guys in there, which I you know knew that was going to be the case.
Sausage fest.
Yeah, definitely a testicle festival.
I was really in there having a blast. I highly recommend ladies to go to a Joe Budden show.
Yeah.
So you can meet somebody.
Yeah. You meet a lot of guys in there, okay? And they're all Joe Budden fans.
Joe Budden shows are the greatest.
Yeah, I had a great time. I stayed till the end.
Pause. I was
dragging
with
too. This fucking Cinnamon Love show. When's your next show?
My next show? Probably not. I'm on vacation right now, but I will be doing another show when I get back to LA.
She's here till
Thursday.
I
have a question for Cinnamon.
Okay, Rosa
ask
has
away,
a question.
Rosa. Mm.
So you say you are on vacation, yeah. You know, and your job is like basically fucking.
Yeah.
Basically.
So do you fuck when you are on vacation too?
It depends on where I'm at and who I'm with.
She's in New York.
Usually, so basically, when you are on vacation, you are not really on vacation.
No, when I'm still on vacation because I'm not getting paid.
There you go.
And she's not being
filmed.
That's
the difference. Camera,
and you,
money.
Normally,
no camera.
Normally, New York is my favorite vacation place because I have this hardcore weakness for Brooklyn men. And it's like I was on Twitter the other day, and I was saying that the biggest problem with Brooklyn is I always see something I want.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's like because every time I go.
Brooklyn is great in the summer.
What about Jersey?
Not so much.
Sorry, Joey.
Across the bridge.
Actually, you know, I ventured into Jersey the last time I was out here, which was in November, and somebody invited me to Jersey, and we wound up just kind of hanging out, and I didn't get none, so I won't be going back to Jersey anytime soon.
Sounds like Joe Budden all day.
Just stay in Brooklyn.
Are you like a nympho?
Yeah, nympho. No, I'm not a nympho, but if I make the trip from the city to Jersey to come see you, I definitely
so far.
You expect
better
get to
some.
Get
delayed. Yeah.
Stay in
for
Brooklyn
sure, because I mean, if we can,
what's
we
the
can,
point?
We can play patty cake at the fucking, you know what I'm saying, at dinner.
We can video chat.
You don't just like what?
You know what I'm saying? For real.
You don't like, want to cuddle or spoon?
Nah, I feel you.
No?
I will cuddle, I will spoon, but I usually like doing that after I fuck.
True that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I'm from Brooklyn.
Put your work in, guys. Put your work in.
No, I didn't say that. I mean, didn't say that earlier.
I mean, not to say that I can't have
born in Brownsville.
Sex, but it's like, you know, I have a man that I can play with and cuddle and spoon and have a chill time with.
And he's in Florida,
you
said?
If I'm coming to see you, I want to fuck. You know,
Is he okay with that?
You
lives in Miami.
Is he okay with that?
The man's in Miami. She's in LA.
I let him fuck as many women as he possibly wants.
I'm in Brooklyn.
Holy shit.
Does he tell you about it? Do you ask?
Absolutely. I loved details? He was a little nervous at first because, you know, he's new. So we only been seeing each other for like maybe 6 months or so.
True.
But, and you know, I had to kind of break him in because I like hearing about the girls that he fucked. Like when we're together and I want to hear, you know, how he fucked her. Like I want to hear, like,
ideal girlfriend.
Me on.
Wow. Yeah.
So wait a minute. You telling me that me and you can fuck. And I could call your man and be like, yo, your bitch is wild.
No.
It don't work that way.
That's too close.
No, he's Cuban. He's not going for that shit.
Oh, it's Cuban me.
But I could send my man to go fuck Rosa, and then he could call me later. You know, he can come see me later, and he could tell me all about it, and I'd get off about it.
Well, no, Rosa's celibate, so.
But that's okay, right? Because, you know.
You don't get jealous ever?
No, it doesn't bother me. Like, you know what bothers me? If
you lie.
If you lie.
Why would he lie?
If he made pancakes for her? Like,
he hasn't lied, but I've had other dudes in the past that lied.
I don't know why guys lie
Shit'll get you canceled faster.
Just like to lie.
What? You lie.
No, I
what
don't.
What the fuck? You tell the truth all the time to the dudes you deal with?
All the time. Absolutely.
So what happens if you sleep with somebody else? Do you tell them?
If they ask.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
You have to be really specific. Did you sleep with this person on this date?
Right, for sure.
What? Your celebrity is just going too far. You've lost touch with reality.
My dude is cool because, you know, he knows what I do for a living. So it's like, I fuck anyway. And it's like, I made it very clear in the beginning, like, I'm going to fuck.
What a beautiful world.
So it's like, but yeah. I broke it down to him in the very beginning. I was like, okay, these are the rules. No bitches coming flying in to fuck you. Boom.
Oh. Like, can he fly out to fuck them?
No, he can't fly out to fuck them.
They have
either.
To be in his neighborhood.
They have to be. Like, it has
what
to
about
be,
a 2-hour drive?
And it has to be a one night stand.
That's
if he's
a weird
fuck
rule.
Somebody,
the
he can like because he lives in South
proximity
Beach,
thing.
So
oh, why can't he fuck someone who's from like North
he's
Carolina?
Tourist pussy right now.
But that's my point. It's like he lives in South Beach. He's a tattoo artist. I'm like, you know what? You can. I'm like, you can fuck whoever you want to fuck, but it needs to be only one time. If you're fucking, if it's a repeat fuck, then that means there was something there, and I'm not having that. No bitches flying in. No bitches sleeping in your bed. You go to them. You fuck them in their bed, and then that's it.
Y'all relationship started.
There's kind of a lot of rules there.
A pussy tattoo. But what was the tattoo?
A lot of rules there.
The tattoo you were getting was lower stomach. Wait.
Sounds fantastic.
It's not as loose as it sounds. There's
no,
a lot
but
of rules.
No, it was really good though. I mean, it works for us. So. It works. We've had
call
haven't
him,
had any
make
problems.
Him call up. Let's talk to that.
It works till now.
Wait a second.
Who is
six
he? Pitbull?
Months. Pitbull. Oh, Q-Tip Pitbull. Just walked in, so. Oh.
Salute.
We're going to get into him.
Hey.
Hey, come on. Shy Stimuli, I know
you. Paused it.
We're about to slide Q-Tip in your spot.
Nah, that's fine. But I'll sub out.
Yeah, you're going to sub out.
I've been here the longest.
You have.
Of course.
He was on time. So Q-Tip. You're going to sit over there. Oh, how nice he got me a gift for my birthday.
Oh.
Oh, Q-Tip, did you meet Rosa Acosta?
No. Hi, nice to meet you.
Light is here. Hey. How you doing?
Hello.
What's up, sir? And Cinnamon Love. You know Cinnamon Love?
How are you?
Good.
Yes, we know.
I'm good.
Other.
Happy New Year.
Oh, you know Q-Tip? Oh,
yeah, that's the homeboy.
All right, good. Just checking.
That's the homeboy.
He wasn't in that movie with you, right?
No, not yet.
And he's not from Brooklyn,
not
so.
Not yet. All right, Shay 45. Now Joe Button's here. Q-Tip is here. Cinnamon Love, Rosa Acosta, 888 Shay 45. Call us up. Yeah.
I know I get it in on that microphone. Y'all don't know where to begin on that microphone. I don't see how y'all can win on that microphone. A pioneer, I set trends on that microphone. Decide who you wanna be on that microphone. I see a bunch of little me's, microphone. Too many 20 milligram bites I'm on. Killed the web, it don't matter what site you own. Say it's Malfoy, he's running off. I tell him bridge or tunnel. Give a fuck how I come across. All these wannabe tough guys. Son and soft gun go off. Have him like a good show. Just spun them off. Treat old timers like bags who drop the soap. Mike got Alzheimer's, forgot that they was dope. Too many dogs, not enough barking yet. Too many blueprints, not enough arc. I'm not a gangbanger. More like game changer. With tape anger. Aliens love a name changer. Liable to pop in kids and ain't flamers. I'm why your parents told you not to entertain strangers. No kidding. Top notch flow sickest. Best out, don't blame me. It's no spitters. So vicious on the road to riches. From now on, call me Mr. Wise. They chasing all of your old bitches. From the hood, New Jersey, and I claim this. Oxymoron, ride with the dirtiest stainless. Cock back, hot ditty, so I keep the top back. So when the streets is watching, I can watch back. Agreed with my shadow when he got on Twitter. Don't like being followed, so I shot that nigga. A known loner, that's backwards. I'm a loner, that's known. Attempt to put a coma in a coma. Looking
at the prime suspect with enough stress. If you can give a fuck, then I can give a fuck less. Obsessed with who I struck next, so I set it for success. When I speak, cause the big is my next metaphor. Self-destructive mixed with light logic. You looking for psychotic, I got it, or don't. Maybe y'all are retarded, absurd, and I observe while the whole world tries to act reserved. Need an Oscar, I put on an act that's superb. Everybody relax, it's words, maybe it's not. It's gotta be reasonable doubt. Reason don't come up my mouth, I let it come out of her.
I'm fucking with a killer. I'm fucking with a killer. I'm fucking with a killer. I'm fucking with a killer.
Mine leave it be, never needed an A&R, mine needed me. There's one thing in this world I can't stomach, so fake. You try and stop what ain't come with a break. Some of y'all made a mistake, some of y'all been deprived, ain't seen the skill. Just got the truck customized, got a mean and grill. Told baby just being real, leave or get in your mouth. I spoke to her like Serena will. Top back, top cats, get a beating. Saying you the best, just stop it, it's misleading. Cause I might cop back to get even. It's not a wet dream, you just getting shot at while you sleeping. Feel like the game can't be weak, that's why homie really do the cameos and features. I'm good with my insanity and fevers. Cause Pac looking from heaven saying they ain't understand me neither. Wanna play, it ain't worth it. Maybe why I'm feeling like, yeah, you probably won no war, but you ain't deserve it. Circa 01, homeboy, he a vet. Leave him deep regrets like they tequila, tequila's neck. You passed your prime, I ain't spit ether yet. You need a major, I just need an ethernet. Word on the street, I made the OGs be upset. Cause I'm a student of the game, not a teacher's pet.
Lip service.
Big rider. Big rider. Hold up. What happened in the car, yo? For real, been a nigga.
Brand new truck, butter sauce seat. 4 point something with a low ride something. Ain't nothing better than to ride out the hood with it. Who looking better and damn, you looking good in it. Take a chance with a nigga in the choice ride. Listen to the CDs I play inside. Mos Def, J, Prince, and Stevie. Marvin Gaye, Led Zeppelin, and Biggie. And when the evening is over, love, gonna find a nice spot for the rover, love. Do things to make the man in the moon blush. My mind race, but I tell my waist don't rush. Use an upper echelon piece, so when you find it's a stash, then you don't freak. You wanna nibble on a nigga ear, and do all the things that make a nigga wanna get near. Oh, I'm a Queens representative. Get wild by any means, my incentive is. When we done, I start it up again, and ride around with you, cause you my special friend, Sent you a message, sent you an email. Hasty decisions we made still prevail. Both needed breaks, we both needed to bail. Walking through the corridors of my mind. The hideaways and nooks and things were good times. Memories certainly, yes, they still bind. Still a common man and yeah, that's for sure. Still a bankroll and yeah, still couture. But man, this thing that we had was much more. Come back home, don't be out in the world. It's a bad place and no place for a girl. Amongst the scavengers, I found a pretty pearl. It's for the faint of heart who never get enough. Gotta get tough, buckle them up. We call them guts and we.
Now
and
you
we,
know what to do. Everybody, get up your ass, you
heard? Service!
Oh, I light up a 500 that ass. You see, we back and got the party on smash. And if you want us to get you to hit you better, you see, we back to light up this whole shit. That's right, we here to give it to you nonstop. Cause it's the real.
When I fight and you fight, we don't fight fans. I guess I see you in my nightmares. Just remember I made you like my night air. Get easy, please be easy to kill the animosity that's in the air. I touch every curve of your body like a Herbie Legit. And this wasn't no ordinary love. Our sex wasn't ordinary drugs. It's that crack, that crystal meth. I mean, it gets so wet, I had to go in debt. I mean, the bitch so fresh, I had to go in debt. Running my credit card, there's no more left. But that's cool, you wife.
then I be groomed. I thought I had a sign and seal like Heidi Klum, like J&B, like Chris and Ree. But this Christmas, you'll be
and
missing
it
me.
Begins. He walks outside for a cigarette break and thinks how many cigarettes does it take. He takes a long drag with the sun in his eye. He squints, he thinks, he starts to sigh. Sometimes he cries when he think about his girlfriend on his side. She held him down, she made him better. Fuck the love, good fuck the weather. And she thinking about her life with no more work, just being a wife. But instead her love, she gave it to a man who fought against her lovely plan. So when she go to work, plus go to school, plus fight for love, she must feel like a fool. She want the ease to come after pain. She fights for love, that's her campaign. We fight for love.
Shade 45 is Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Leah Rose.
I'm Rose Acosta. Cinnamon Love.
Oh, I'm Cinnamon Love.
What the fuck are we in a... It ain't me?
Yeah, we want to let everybody know.
What the fuck are we doing? Roll call here?
Well, I guess Joe Button's been to some.
I'm definitely.
And Q-Tip is here now, too.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Thank you. And Tony Touch is actually on the line. He wants to
yes,
say
he is.
What's up to all of us. What's up, Tony Toka?
What's up, everybody?
What's up?
I heard it was your birthday, and was called to shout you out, and then I hear you got a nice little collective crew up there, so big up. What up, Tip? What up, Joe?
What up?
Tony, what up,
what's
nigga?
What's up, Tony? What about the ladies, Tony?
What's up, ladies? Actually, I know Cinnamon Love for like way back. What's
from
up, girl?
From way back in the day.
How do you know everybody? And have you met Rosa Acosta?
I don't know if I've met Rosa yet. Have we met Rosa? I don't know. I'm not sure.
I don't think so.
But, you know, just shouting y'all out. What up, Cinnamon?
What's up, Tony? Long time no see.
Oh, yeah?
What's going on?
Is that
no,
a fact,
not like that, not like that.
Long time no see. Is that a fucking fact? What's going on with y'all two?
No. I know Tony from back in the day when I used to live here in New York and used to go check out a show all the time. And
yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah, Joey.
Hey, Tony, we'll talk at another time.
Don't make me pay you.
Yeah.
Hey, Tony, I'm going to get it, Joey, for you right now, okay? Don't worry about it.
You guys are too much, man. But no, rock on, Angela. The show sounding real good, you know? Continue success.
So
everybody up there doing their thing. Much love. And, you know, don't forget I'm on the air tomorrow, Toka Tuesday.
Toka
of course,
Tuesdays.
8:45, 8 p.m. You know what it is.
All right. Thank you, Tony.
Happy New Year, man.
And I just got Sirius in my new car that I ordered, so you know.
Nice. Yeah. You can finally listen.
I can finally listen.
To what
car.
We do.
Word.
Instead of just on my iPhone. So what's up, Q-Tip? I spent New Year's Eve, by the way, with Q-Tip at a fantastic party in Brooklyn.
Oh. Yeah, that shit was crazy.
That was the Brooklyn Bowl. I missed that.
A lot of things happened that people don't remember.
A lot of things got made up.
Oh, uh-oh. That didn't do anything, okay?
Yeah.
Who was the dude that everybody was taking pictures with that was asleep?
Oh, yeah, that's B-Dot from Rap Radar. He had some weed and fell asleep.
Weed brownies.
Yeah, he had some weed brownies and
that'll
passed out.
That'll do it to you. That'll knock you out.
Knock
Joey, what'd you do out. For New Year's?
I was home.
With who?
Damn, really?
For sure.
Who are you home with? This is lip service.
Family and friends.
Did you watch Dick Clark?
No. I was home with family and friends. Very intimate.
Dick Clark.
You didn't watch the countdown on TV? You don't watch the ball drop?
No, I didn't watch
the ball drop. So there was no balls dropping in your house?
No.
Okay.
Are you being funny?
No, I'm just asking.
I'm not catching the humor. Yeah, no, there's no balls. I bring the new year in every year the exact same way on my knees, thanking God. Ooh, deaded your whole little joke.
Wow.
Deaded you with gospel, nigga.
No. You said on your knees, I thought something else. I'm not going to lie.
They like to go to that Eden box.
What?
Everything goes straight back to eating some pussy.
Absolutely. And Q-Tip's good at it too, right?
Do tell.
Are you an eater?
How you you gonna come at a legend like that?
What?
She's no regards.
We have these
discussions.
No, she's a person regards. Too.
Have some respect for hip hop. Why don't you?
You know that's what electric relaxation's about.
Oh, is it?
It is.
Yeah, think about it.
If you play it backwards,
think about it. Think about the lyrics. How do you figure that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Relax yourself.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Come on. What? The lyrics of that song, you cannot tell me that's not about eating a girl's pussy. Come on, just listen up.
Honey, check it out. You got me mesmerized.
I'm saying.
He's in between her fat ass thighs.
Yeah.
But you don't gotta stop when you drop. It's your birthday, so you know you just pass it all the way around.
So you are good at it though, Q-Tip. I take it you are, because you know, I know you've had some of the most beautiful girlfriends in the world.
Who, me?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, some of it is only legend, but legendary.
Legend.
Yeah. You've been with some legendary women.
Urban
Who are
legend?
Some of these women?
Look at I'm curious. Like, what am I here doing?
I want to know too.
Just think of some of the most beautiful women you could think of any race.
Coco.
Why? Yo, I don't see.
I don't think she's pretty. I mean.
You don't think Coco's pretty?
I think she's very plastic. I mean, and here's coming from a woman that has a boob job, but. Still,
you have a boob job?
Yeah.
I didn't know
Let
that.
Me see.
That's really nice.
I didn't know that.
I didn't see. Let me see. Stand up or something. Do something special.
Gotta get on your toes.
I never knew that.
Yeah, I have a boob job.
Oh, okay.
Oh, they look
I can
really
dig
nice.
It.
Okay. Well, so does Rosa.
I do too.
You do?
Really? Can I see? Yeah. I can show you later.
Okay, wait. Hold on. There's no later in my book.
Oh, she's about to come over here and feel it and make sure that it's really real.
Yeah, like, it has to happen now.
Got all up out the seat.
Good job, right?
They sound like her.
Don't you guys wish you were cinnamon love right now?
What the hell are you two doing?
She's really feeling them.
Damn.
She said they're soft like yours. They're like feeling each other's boobs.
Yeah, they really soft.
Well, Leah and I haven't had ours done.
That's my resolution this year.
I'm a 34D.
Me too.
Oh, shit. She's like, I'm a 34D.
I got a feeling that cinnamon love don't hop back in that seat in 2 seconds. Some other type shit is about to go.
Oh, I am now the envy of every man in this room because I got to feel up Rosa.
Hey, yo. I heard Angela Yee got a job. You jobbed up?
Yeah, blow job.
Let's see it. You got some
implants done in?
Absolutely not. I'm nervous.
That's when she was on vacation.
Yeah. I was out sick.
Very nice, Rosa. Very, very
good
nice.
Good job.
Thank you.
You all right, Joe Budden, over there? Every time Joe Budden comes on the show, somebody gets naked.
I like your nipples,
some girl
too.
Gets naked in here.
I have that effect on
Yeah, people. No, she has really nice nipples. Like, they're like pencil erasers.
Aw, that's cute.
For real? Damn.
I mean, can't you see?
But that's
like,
natural,
well, see,
right?
Before, you couldn't see them, but now that I've felt them up, they're like sticking through.
They
her
are shirt. Sticking out.
That's true.
Yes. See, I still think that you should break your celibacy with me, Rosa.
I mean,
wait, why is she doing that? Make her stop.
Nah, B. It's good.
Make her
she's all right.
My boobs.
She's cool.
I mean, I don't know, but everybody that in this room that thinks that Rosa should break her celibacy with me, raise their hand.
Yeah. I think we all should.
Oh, you're a virgin? Oh, you're a virgin.
Oh, but she raised her hand, too. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to give you my hotel information when we leave. Okay.
You let us know how it is.
Yeah,
now, if
sure.
you think that she should break her celibacy with Q-Tip, raise your hand.
Angela,
what about with Joe Budden?
Are we auctioning? Are we auctioning?
Okay, what about with Angela G?
Okay, how about with Q-Tip and Cinnamon Love? Because I'm trying to get in. You know,
how about just play with yourself?
Fuck it.
Joe, you should just play with yourself.
Yeah, just fucking do something special alone.
Oh, shut up, Joe. You know that if Rosa was climbing between your legs right now.
Says who?
You would not fight.
Says who?
Says me.
Joe, would you
Are you
really?
Celibate too, Joe
Budden? I turned down some bad bitches.
Have you?
Why?
Let's not get me fucked
why?
Up. Don't get me confused with these other rapping niggas, all right?
No. For what reason?
Are you talking
don't
about
get me
too?
Confused
you
with these mutts.
There's
a lot of rapper mutts out there. Be clear,
no,
Joe Budden's
sure
not one of them.
There are.
All right.
So what would be feelings? Your
And I'm sure that Rosa knows. I'm sure you know. Tip, no, Angela, you know these rapping niggas as much. Don't box me in with the mutts, all right?
No, I would never do that, baby.
No,
I would never do that.
So what would be your reason for turning down a bad bitch?
I don't know. Not talking about Rosa in particular.
Yeah, we know.
But bitch might look like that and stink.
Hey.
No? You gotta give it a finger test, and then she smell like chitlins. No, no, I give it a. She come on.
Hey, yo, did you just say chitlins or chitlins?
Both. Chitlins, fresh out the microwave, and Elizabeth. You know Elizabeth stink too. Chitlins made in Elizabeth. There's a million reasons you could turn down some pussy.
All right. All right, if it's just because you just don't feel like, you're not in the mood.
What if Rosa pulled her pants down, she got like the big bush coming out of her ass?
What's wrong with bush?
Out of ass, though?
Damn, Angela.
What?
Damn.
You gonna be waxing?
Just told on yourself.
No, I do need a wax, but I had one last month.
And you haven't.
I like a little bit of stuff.
I mean, but are we talking like, are we talking trim bush and waxed, or are we talking bald and waxed?
And sound like she got the nappy dugout going on.
I do not. It's just very, very light here. I just have to get a wax, okay?
She's Asian. They don't get a lot of hair.
It's the Asian garden.
Yeah, it's not that hairy. Okay.
Well, you should just like think it's going to be I'm getting Valentine's a wax tomorrow. Day soon. No, no. It's going to be Valentine's Day soon. You should just let it grow and like get like a heart.
Okay, that's true. Who's going to see it?
What does your bush look like, Rosa?
You don't have a boyfriend?
No.
I think Boudicca? Cinnamon just asked a question.
Nope.
Rosa.
I'm celibate. Like, Rosa.
What does your bush look like?
It's like a baby.
It's bald.
Like a bald.
Very bald.
Like a baby's forehead. Like damn. A baby's that forehead.
Just, that just.
Cinnamon love, don't get out the seat and go checking shit.
No, no, no.
Take her word for it.
She's like, so is mine. That's hair.
No, yeah. Girl, let me feel your bush. It is light, like a baby's butt.
Right?
Nice
no,
bush.
No, actually, I like women to have a little bit of hair. To me, that says that it's
I have rubbed the Hitler.
It's a woman.
Like you know? A landing strip?
Like the little
at line. Least a landing strip. I just like women to have hair. I think that grown women are supposed to have a little bit of hair on their
There's
pussy.
Something weird about being completely bald, right?
Right, exactly.
Can you agree? Is it weird, Q-Tip, if a woman's completely bald down there? It's not a weird feeling to you, like.
I mean, it's more weird to have like just a whole forest going on. Right. It should all be right. Tended to.
All right, but
a little bit. I mean, I don't mind a little. You know what I'm saying? A little launching a little pad. That's fine.
But if it carries on over to the thighs, it's not.
I mean, yeah. It's not like you know, Lily Munster and all that. It's,
all right, that's a reason to turn down some puss if it's too bushy. Right. What's another reason?
Too hairy if it stinks, like shitlins.
If it stinks,
if it's like shitlins.
What's another reason?
Shitlins.
Shitlins.
If I think she's gonna be a bugaboo bitch, or if I think she got
dry.
A big ass mouth and the whole world's gonna know that I beat, mm-hmm. I'm not fucking you. I don't care how you look.
And okay. If it's dry too.
Right? Yeah, if it's dry. That's a
well,
good
no,
one.
I'm not even gonna know that much.
Yeah, you don't know that.
But
well, what if you like stick it's too to late.
But if you stick your finger, but if it's dry, that's more his fault.
Listen, I'll get some Astro Glide out and just fucking pour that whole bottle in that bitch. It'll be wet by the time I'm done.
No, I think if a girl is dry, it's your fault as a man. You didn't do
but
your
that,
job.
That can be a problem. That can be like a physical problem, no? Some girls just like...
But that's Rosa, what they make lube for.
No?
They make lube for that.
Yeah, and lube spit.
There you go. Tell us, Cinnamon Love. Look.
And spit.
Yeah. Hey, Rosa, what you do when you with a nigga and a nigga dick just go limp on you? What you do?
What?
No, you heard me.
I don't think she's accustomed to that. I don't think she's accustomed to that.
Excuse me. My English is not very good looking, so you're going to go smile. It's not very good looking.
Right.
If you're with a guy.
I don't know, Rosa. I think that you're like playing everybody.
Yeah,
right
no,
now.
She's
like,
pretty smart.
I for real think that you know exactly what he's saying.
No, I think she missed it. Okay.
She said, what do you do when you're with a guy and his dick goes limp? You know, like.
Soft on you.
I
you thought you was doing something
hell.
Real good. And he just went soft.
I get mad as hell.
No, no. What do you do to fix it? What do you do to rectify the situation? What do you do to get it back on?
Point.
Yeah, back on. Oh shit.
Yeah. How do you fix that?
She seemed like the type to get mad and walk out.
No.
Yeah, she's Spanish. No. So I mean.
She sucks it. Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
and she sucks it till it gets hard again. Yeah.
So I need to know because I'm really attracted to Rosa and I'm getting turned on over here. So I just have to ask you any questions
right now.
So Rosa, when you suck a guy's dick, do you like you know? Do you give like really wet, sloppy blowjobs, or are you like you know? Do you like keep all the spit in your mouth, or like what? How
do you
how?
Give a neat blowjob or a sloppy blowjob?
Slappy.
Sloppy,
like my a lot girl. Of spit.
Okay.
Yeah, I like.
Okay, we can hang out then.
Yeah, I like to be on my knees. Like, I don't like to be in any other
sloppy.
Position.
You like to be on your knees?
Yeah, I like to be on my knees.
slapped
it. Think that's yeah, I'm just making sure I'm pronouncing.
No, you are pronouncing.
You're pronouncing it correctly.
I need my Rosetta Stone.
I don't know if they have that.
Yeah. Now the Rosetta Stone. I need the now the Rosetta Stone.
Rosa, are you into girls?
Did you see the calendar shoot?
No, actually, I didn't. I think I saw that.
That was some girl on girl shit, right?
It was definitely some boobs pressed up against each other and everything. And
yeah, but
you
yeah.
have to kind of be in the girls to do that. Kinda.
Or be getting paid a lot of money.
She likes girls. She likes the way girls look. You like girls. And
yeah, I think girls are just like so pretty.
I don't want to marry one.
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, I don't want to marry one either. But I mean, I'm asking.
Cinnamon Love wants the bone, man. She wants like, come on, Andrew. I mean, would you blame me right now? Let Cinnamon Love continue to pull shit. Her and Rosa Costa. I'm just like a fucking ornament in the fucking room right now.
Ornament.
I mean, would anybody out there listening on Shade 45 like blame me if I wanted to bone Rosa?
But she keeps saying she's celibate.
No, she said 2010 she was breaking her celibacy. Yeah, and last time I checked, that was 4 days ago.
She's looking for somebody. She's lonely.
I could be that somebody tonight.
She's married? Not married.
To Soulja Boy, right?
Her ex-boyfriends hate her.
I was engaged to Soulja Boy.
Oh, what happened?
It didn't work out.
Damn. Oh, that just ruined my fantasy.
You missed the boat with that one.
It was just like people creating stuff.
It was a story. It was a rumor.
Yeah, it was just a rumor. We haven't even dated ever. Like
they were in a video shoot, and she was there along with other women. Mm-hmm. And it turned into a whole big thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
he does
my
like her though.
Back on.
No, but he's like really friendly, and he's really nice with like all the girls. You know, like when a girl is pretty here.
I think he's gonna call in now to talk to you. I'm just kidding.
Soulja Boy, tell him.
All right, so how can we break Rosa's celibacy? That's the thing.
I think that Rosa and I should hook up, and you know, I'm sure that I could, you know, help her out.
No, but you know what happened?
She's on a dry streak.
Because I haven't had sex in, you know, a while.
In an hour.
What's a while?
No, it's been a while. It's been like a couple of weeks, actually.
Couple weeks?
Yeah. Wow.
That's called the period.
No, I'm like really disappointed because my birthday was this week, so
I haven't had
no birthday sex.
No birthday sex.
Oh wow!
No, I was hanging out at the Scalpel and with Jean Grey and Pharoah Monch for my birthday for New Year's Eve this year, like chilling and just hanging out. Like
you would have definitely had sex if you went to the party we went to at Q-Tip DJ'd at.
I don't know about that.
You would have definitely if you wanted to, you know.
If I wanted to,
not well, with Q-Tip.
Was it that type of party?
Yeah, something. Yeah,
everybody was fucked up in here.
Yeah, everybody was fucked up. Hmm. You could have definitely
found somebody, made
it happen.
Yeah.
Q-Tip, when's the last time you had sex?
I'm not a chick, so I don't get on the radio and talk about when was last time I had sex.
You.
I know you are, but I'm just, you know, defining it for everybody out there listening. You know what I'm saying?
Well, for Rosa, it was like June, FYI.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I actually.
Summer loving.
No, I broke up with my boyfriend and I was like, okay, one more time.
right.
Before, you know.
Have you done anything? Like, have you been fingered or anything since then?
I have make out.
Yeah, she made
she
out.
She made out.
She was necking. You got fingered, he ate
no,
you out.
No, but I get like major like kissing with tongue and like hugging and okay. Like rubbing.
That's hot. Do you guys do that still?
Hugging, major
hugging. Do you guys
hugging.
Like make out and tongue kiss? Do you do that, Joey? Joe Button?
No. Nah. Why not?
Thug. You don't tongue thug, don't tongue kiss.
Thug, don't tongue kiss.
No?
You got to have
sad.
A really nice mouth and mouth area.
I was reading the message boards on your website, by the way.
Why?
About who you're dating now.
You have no idea who I'm dating now.
But the message boards think they know.
They don't know.
Okay.
They're wrong. I read it. They're wrong.
You read it? All right.
Who did they say?
Somebody who's married, but maybe she's not married anymore and I didn't know it.
Elon?
They put me with somebody different daily.
Maybe you get around.
Do I know?
I don't know.
I've slept with less people than probably all y'all on that side.
I doubt that.
Well, definitely. Cinnamon Love's here.
Yeah.
It doesn't count.
No, you know, in all fairness, like,
she's done 350 movies in the past 16 years.
Yeah, excluding cinema.
But doing movies, it's like you fuck like
that
20
count?
People. Yeah, no, it's like it's the same 20 people. Like,
do women
all the time.
Count? Do you count the women that you sleep
no,
with?
No, absolutely. I mean, I sleep with more women than I do with, like, casually with men, because I'm very particular about men. Like, I'm, because I don't want to be disappointed. Like, I tend to think that most guys are either, they're either going to be intimidated because they've watched me do porn, or they're going to be, I mean, usually they're intimidated. No, seriously. I mean, I've met more guys that get, they're like, they've seen me fuck Lexington Steel and Justin Slayer. And
so they go
think
soft.
That they could never, like, measure up. And
you
they
can't
just,
measure
they fail
up.
To realize.
That
I'm
nigga
just a
ain't
girl,
bigger than my forearm. Those are like, I'll stick my whole forearm guys. inside yeah, that box.
Lexington Steel is huge.
Like, what's the biggest, what's the biggest dick you have ever, like, had?
14 inches long and 3.5 across.
That was a leg. We said
that's 2 feet. God. No, that was somebody I was dating for like 6.5
years.
It was
like my mixer.
That's 2 feet.
It was like from my elbow to my forearm, like where
like
above
this.
My wrist.
That's like having a baby every night.
It was some good shit though. For 6 years,
I couldn't do
that's
that.
That's what I went home to.
I wouldn't like that. You probably got urinary tract infections.
No, I mean it was just that's when I mean the pussy is a muscle. So when you're with
like
somebody,
scrapes your
like,
lungs.
You adjust. You know, it's a muscle like damn. Anything else.
Whew.
If you exercise, it
Do you guys get nervous about stuff like that? Like. How
Where's
big
the water?
Was, how big was the... Oh, we forgot to get to your water.
Rosa needs water. She's going to pass out on this.
I'm going to have some water.
I'm the thought of a 2 foot deep.
Why are you... Are you hot? Are you turned on right now? Are you hot?
I mean,
you need water.
All these conversations about like big dicks and like 14 inches.
So you like
and then
big
that
dicks.
Picture of those shoes over there.
She needs some water. But is it intimidating for guys? Do you think about stuff like that? Like, who was the last guy that she's been with? Does that ever cross a man? Because I know women think about stuff
type
like
of
that.
Faggot much shit is that? Oh my God.
Guys do that.
She was with another guy bigger.
Definitely
fucking mud ass out here.
No, because guys definitely really? Do that. I know guys that will ask a woman, like, so what was...
I think that's because those guys are, like, turned on by the idea of the woman being with another man.
Ooh.
Oh, gay guys.
They're not. It's not about that. It's not about the other guy. It's about the woman.
Hey,
it's
do
about
me a favor,
what she's
baby.
Doing.
Tell me about how big he was. Tell me about everything he
no,
did.
No,
because
I read in Superhead's book, she said that...
I mean, but you're talking about Superhead.
She said Irv Gotti was always asking about, you know, the other guys that she slept with and what they were like.
But you're talking about Superhead.
He wanted to sign them, maybe. He's looking for talent.
It's murder. No, and you know, women always compare themselves to other women.
Yes.
Rosa, do you ever get jealous of other women? Like, do you get insecure?
No.
You're Spanish, so yes, don't lie.
Yes, she does. She's crazy. No. She's crazy. What's the craziest thing you've ever done?
Nothing. I'm just a regular girl.
No, you're not. You're aww. Dominican crazy girl.
Come on.
No. Not all the men.
So you've never like stood outside somebody's door, like banging on the door while he was fucking somebody else inside?
No, listen.
You've never like blown up somebody's like
house,
like phone while they were like, because they wasn't calling you back.
My problem with guys is that they feel that I never give much attention or I never care. It's like,
I can see that.
I don't care.
What about you, Q-Tip? What's the craziest thing a girl has done to you? Which one, right?
Man. You know, the show up at the crib shit, to try to break in shit.
Break in? That's pretty, that's a felony.
It is a felony.
Have you ever called the cops?
No.
You can't, that's snitching. So what happened when the girl tried to break in?
I mean,
which one?
I wasn't there one time.
So
when that happened.
And the alarm went off or something?
No, I just saw shit look like it was Jimmy. I'm like, what the fuck? And then I put two and two together and spoke to her, and she, you know,
she admitted it.
Yeah.
Okay, I tried to jimmy the lock. And what happens is that make
who
you not
that?
Like a girl anymore? Because
sometimes course,
guys
no,
like
course.
Crazy.
No. That's
sometimes
that's crazy.
Guys think crazy means you care.
No.
Maybe crazy to a point.
Mm-mm. That shit's not good.
What about you, Joey? What's the craziest thing a girl's ever done?
You've lived through some crazy.
Yeah.
Joe's crazy his damn self. By
yeah.
the way,
it's arrested though. My crazy is arrested.
Somebody got arrested?
No, my crazy is arrested. It's hidden.
Oh, okay.
It's hidden, but I don't know.
Like, what's the crazy thing a girl's ever done, though? you know, we all have these stories about crazy shit we've done and crazy things that a girl has done.
I relate to that story Tip just told.
Somebody tried to break in your house too?
No, she, I was upstairs with this chick and my man was in the other room. He was just asleep and it was like 8 in the morning. Bitch just start banging on the door like the police. Mm. My man came out like, fam, what's going on? Me and him had a whole conversation. I said, I don't know what to do, man. Should I open the door?
Hell no.
No, she's about to break the fucking door.
You gonna open it?
Yeah, before she break it.
And then what's gonna happen?
So we sat there. We had like a 10-minute conversation before she actually ended up breaking the door. And all I could say was, bitch, if you don't call that locksmith right the fuck now and fix my shit. But she done hopped out of bushes with bats. You fucking
wow. Y'all
niggas is crazy.
We are crazy.
Why are you pointing me?
Because you have to represent all of them.
All the Dominicans.
You have to represent
Latinas.
All of the Spanish.
No.
Because no one else is here.
I actually had a guy, a white guy, an Italian guy, breaking into my house and stealing my computer and stealing my BlackBerry and calling everybody that was on my contacts.
Wow. Embarrassing.
Shout out to you, my friend. You know who you are.
I bet you have some pictures hidden in that computer.
Yeah, she knows she has
no
some pictures.
No,
you know she does.
Yeah, yes, you do.
Probably some little videos and everything.
Definitely
no. Flip cam.
I don't even like, I try to take pictures of myself and like be like half of the boob and like bad always. Like, I'm
good
bad.
Picture.
It's a good picture.
Good
I'm
picture.
Good. I'm good posing, but I'm not good like taking my own pictures.
Okay. Mm, she's not good at the photography, but she
you need an assistant.
On the other side of the
assistant.
Camera.
You need some help.
Q-Tip does photography.
Yeah, yeah. I do. Yeah.
That's one of your pastimes.
From midnight to
to 4 a.m.
It's the but, dark room.
Well, unfortunately, our show is over, but I
know.
I felt
no.
special because you all came here. This is my birthday show. Leah bought me pizza. Joe Button showed up, which I can't believe. Q-Tip came through, which is quite an honor.
With a bottle.
Me. With a bottle. Like, me and Q-Tip go way back. Cinnamon Love is here, who I never get to see, really.
I know. Eventually, we're going to pull Jean Grey out.
That would be awesome. She
That'd
was
be
said
nice.
She, fucking
she
said
yeah,
she was going
to
She got to
come up here and bring some food, too.
Well, you know, like
she came once.
I'm actually cooking at Jean's this week. So,
oh yeah,
yeah. I'll be cooking at Jean's so we can broadcast live.
Rosa will be there,
and yeah. She can't eat though.
And I'm always happy when Rosa Acosta comes through. I feel like we've watched it from the very beginning. You know,
yeah.
grow into.
I'm
the,
your pet.
That's my pet.
Well, Rosa, you
She's
can
like
be
a
my
chia
pet,
pet
any time.
All right, so I guess y'all not fucking tonight.
I don't know. Rosa, are we fucking tonight?
Rosa?
Rosa.
Excuse me?
Joe asked if we were fucking tonight.
No, not that I have any stake in the matter. I was just asking.
I mean, I personally think that you should tell Rosa that she should fuck me tonight.
Well, who the fuck am I? Yeah, listen.
You're
this
a man.
What you should do with
wait,
your pussy.
No, honestly, you're a man, and if I know anything about Spanish women, which I do, if you tell Rosa she should fuck me tonight, she probably will.
She's obedient.
Okay, first
like
of all,
a pet.
I'm crazy.
And yo, what are you putting in that
what
shit?
What is she doing?
Hey, leave me alone. This is my protein shake. I got a drink.
You can't
protein.
10
o'clock.
I think there's plenty of protein in this room.
Light.
You don't need to put some
no,
powder
that's
in a
fiber.
Drink.
The guys
that's
have some protein for you.
I really, we really need to talk because you are using the wrong protein right now. There is way too much protein in this room for you to be fucking with some powder and a liquid. You know, they will arrest you on a plane for that shit right now. Like, they will strip search.
We'll get some
you.
Protein for you, okay? We got you, Rosa.
Follow me on Twitter at Mouse Button.
Mouse Button. All right,
follow
Q-tip
me on Twitter,
abstract.
Cinnamon Love.
Cinnamon Love. Rosa
Acosta.
Q-Tip the Abstract. Y'all know what it is.
All right, and I'll be back in the morning, of course.
Me
I gotta
too.
Work. You will?
Yeah, I might.
You gonna interview
more.
The new boys with me?
Oh, hell no.
That's fun, Joe.
Tune in every Monday night, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, for more lip service. Only on Shade 45.
Get them, girl! Mr. Chucks,
wake your punk ass up.
West Wing, baby.
Shady 45.
West.
That's how we do it.
Yeah, bitch.
Yeah. Soul Assassins, the West Wing in full motion right about now. On the wheels of steel, DJ Muggs. My name is Mr. Chalk. We got Big Earn Dog in the studio. 2010 is here. We ready to set it off with that raw shit. Brand new Black Milk. We're going to get it started like this, y'all. The West Wing, Solo Assassins. Let's go, Mugs.
Yeah. Slim, so why they looking grim? I'm on top, bend over their head like a hat with a crooked brim. Look at him, you created a monster. What I created, dudes can never accomplish. So look, I'm always voting forward to get locked. Campaign, pain glass, where they lock and lock. At, waiting for that reinvented sound. Wait, it's over like a chicken running pounds. I don't see me sitting with the ram. Why they stick sitting in the house? We be sitting playing.
The West Wing.
I'm nothing less than what you expect. Any zigzag on his rock shit. Led Zeppelin, goons by the window with the K. Malcolm X in 67 Detroit riots. It's a recession. I'm in this world where I hold my own. The fast lane, cause we don't got long. They tell me stop, but I gotta keep going. Yeah, this is all rain. Anyone sleep getting woke up like the alarm rang. Who will it all change? How many incredible albums I gotta get life to like it's my offspring? And often I come across these axes. No comparison, he's so beyond these cats. I won't get buried in criminals, but better you choose that when I assume you don't know the truth. Answer. Here's a new cannon with the proof in it. Yeah, the truth landed like a spaceship on this new planet. New plane, new terrain, new fame, new standards. I spit like a loose cannon till this booth shatters. Move fast until I flew past them. Gave you that new action like news cameras. New captain without the hook, news flashes. Black, yeah, your dude's back with his new passion. I'm in this world where I hold my own. They tell me stop, but I gotta keep going. Keep going.
Yeah. Yeah. New level, about to change.
Super MC with no hate on, ain't nothing but verbal terrorism with nature.
charcoal that you can cook some charcoal that you can cook a steak on. Enough of that though, it's all now. And that's what it's all about.